Well, it's springtime down in Georgia. The dogwoods are in bloom.
Welcome to Sports Saturday with Ed Clements, Scotty Sayers, and Ben Clements here on News Radio KLBJ. They'll bring you up-to-the-minute news on the world of golf, football, and other sports from 5 to 7 p.m. They're taking calls at 512-836-0590 and 1-877-590-KLBJ. And now, the 15th Club.
It is time to tee it high and let it fly. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ed Clements along with Mark Brooks and Scotty Sayers. And this is the 15th Club. We're live from Dirty Martin's place where we're enjoying the Masters Golf Tournament this afternoon. Our show proudly brought to you by ABC Bank, the Salt Lick Barbecue in Driftwood and Round Rock, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel, Maudie's Tex-Mex, the Munich Conservancy, Zilker Belts, Donald Ross Sportswear, and by Adele Golf. Scotty is in Augusta. He's going to call at 5:15. I'm joined by former PGA champion Mark Brooks, fresh back from Augusta, Georgia. And we are watching a wild back nine as day three closes at Augusta National. We are watching a crazy, crazy back nine.
It's unreal.
It really is. To follow this thing, it's been flat out wild. Right now, as we speak, Colin Morikawa and Scottie Scheffler have the lead. They're at minus six. Max Homa is at minus five. Ludvig Åberg at minus four, along with Bryson DeChambeau at minus four. And Nikolai Højgaard is at minus three. Mark, welcome back to the show. Scottie is going to call at 5:15. And I'm telling you what, it has been totally wild. We're just watching Colin Morikawa. That was a putt for eagle, I believe.
Should have been,
and he's going to make a birdie, so he will be apparently the lone leader if he makes this birdie putt. What a wild day for Scottie Scheffler, who's currently at six. He double bogeyed number 10, bogeyed number 11, and then he eagled number 13. Scottie has been an up-and-down day. He started at minus six, so he's one over for the day, but I don't know if I've ever seen a last hour and a half where we've had so much movement.
Well, Scotty got off to a good start. He birdied two of the first three, bogeyed the tough par three fourth, and then you saw it. I didn't see it. I was actually drawing my way here. He doubled 10, bogeyed 11, made about a 45-footer on 13 to kind of right the ship, got the triple fist pump. We'll see. It's going to be tight. I mean, I still like Scotty. I don't know how anybody doesn't. Colin actually hit a beautiful shot into 13 behind the hole and three-putted, and now he's missed about a five-footer there at 15.
And he's made a par on 15, so he's had his opportunities as well. So, again, two share the lead, Colin Morikawa and Scottie Scheffler at Augusta, as Nicholas Højgaard looked like he was in firm control of his game, and he's really gone off the map. He's playing number 15 right now, Mark, and his second shot is going to go into the water, it looks like.
Well, he birdied 10 to get to 7.
Wow.
Followed by bogey, 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 bogey. I mean, that's officially on a train. I don't care where you're playing. So that's four in a row.
I don't mean to chuckle, but
it is chuckle.
It is. He's
chuckling.
Yeah, he's somewhat chuckling right now. Okay, tell us about your trip to Augusta. Did you have a good time?
I did. I was only there for a couple of days. Got to see a lot of people. You know, like everybody says, you see people you haven't seen in a while. I had not been there since they even built the new range or the press building, the new merch.
Yeah, is that not phenomenal?
It feels like you're at Disney World.
It really does.
The merch area, anyway. Everything's perfect as usual. I was duly impressed with the press building.
That is the darndest thing. It looks like an antebellum mansion. And is it not phenomenal?
It's phenomenal. It's very comfortable for everyone, plenty of room. It's actually a nice place to go hang out if you can somehow muster up a badge to get in there, because it's not crowded at all.
No, it's not crowded at all, but I find it ironic because the press room, when you were playing, was right there by the number one fairway. And they've sort of moved the media back, way back, where you have to take a cart. Listen, I didn't go this year, but I'm not complaining one bit, but it is a phenomenal, phenomenal place.
It is. The range is nice. I mean, they've got a really nice, let's just call it world-class facility to warm up, practice on. It was pretty busy. I mean, they got a couple of really nice short game areas, you know, with a couple of greens that have a lot of the similar slopes. Nice large putting green that doesn't have too much slope. It's not, you know, when you're there, it feels like it's miles from the clubhouse, but if you actually look at it, it's just about, you know, 150 yards down to the pro shop.
Yeah, so. It is. Bryson DeChambeau has just birdied, so he goes back to 5 under par. This is a dog. This is a horse race. Again, Morikawa and Scotty Scheffler both at 6, Homa at 5, DeChambeau at 5, Oberg at 4, and then Hogard at 3 under par.
Well, we're going to fast forward always as we go through the afternoon. You know, who's got a chance? What's too far back? It's not too early to talk about that. A lot's going to depend on how these top three or four guys finish today. Namely, Scotty, Max Homa, who's at 5, and Bryson, who just got back to 5. If those guys can somehow squeeze, you know, get into 7, you probably start making it pretty tough on the even pars. Because right now, there's still 15 players at even par or better.
Wow.
So, you know, let's just say there's a full dozen that still have, let's just say, legitimate hopes on having a magical day and walking off with the green jacket.
Exactly right. It's just been phenomenal. Colin Morikawa is on Vern Lundquist's hole number 16 with his tee shot. He and Scotty are leaders at minus 6. Morikawa, of course, oh man, that went right over the hole. Morikawa, of course, won the PGA Championship and
the British. Yeah, he won the British.
So that's a guy that is used to winning. He's used to winning in his majors. Now, here's Cameron Young making a putt on number 17, trying a putt on number 17, barely misses. Cameron Young is at 2 under par. He's 1 under for the day, and this is a guy who's never won on tour, but this is a guy who is potent, who could be playing a big factor come tomorrow. Max Homa just putts out, and he makes another par, so he remains at minus 5, 1 off the pace.
They've all made mistakes on the back nine, pretty much everybody, so it's going to be fun. We got probably an hour and a half of golf left.
We do. Cam Smith will attempt his putt on 18, and, boy, he blew that thing by.
Ed, he looks like you out there.
Talk about
From eight feet, he's got 7 feet coming back.
Got a little excited there, did he? Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Scotty Sears will join us from Augusta, Georgia. He's been to the course today, and he will give his insight. This is the 15th Club live from Dirty Martin's Place, the iconic burger joint, where we're enjoying tater tots. Don't eat all the tater tots, Brooks. Please don't eat all the tater tots.
There's three left.
There's three left. Live from Dirty, our show brought to you by ABC Bank. We'll be joined by Scotty after this on the 15th Club on KLBJ.
Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
Welcome back to the 15th Club live on KLBJ Radio. Thank you, Willie, and thank you, Vern Lundquist. I'm Ed Plummets along with Mark Brooks. Scotty Sears is going to join us just in a moment. Our show brought to you by ABC Bank with a host of others. And let's get joined with Scotty Sears in Augusta. Scotty, my friend, what a wild back nine it has been in the last 2 hours. I don't think I've ever seen such movement in the last 2 hours with the leaders. Welcome to your show. How are you?
I'm good, Ed, and Mark, I'm glad you're there. I tell you, our crack engineer, Kyle, said, are you calling from Augusta? And yes, it is still windy today, not like yesterday, but boy, these greens are icy right now, and they're having trouble.
They really are. Looks like Scotty Scheffler's over a birdie putt, and boom, he got it. Scotty now the sole leader at minus 7, Scotty. What a wild afternoon for Scotty Scheffler. Comment about it, Scotty Sears, because he looked like he was in control, and then the strange double on 10, the bogey on 11.
Well, when he birdied 1 and 3, and took a nice lead, we thought, man, he's going to pull away a little bit. But it didn't happen. And it hadn't happened all week. Nobody has pulled away from the rest of the field. And I think Mark's right. I think you go down to, 1 under, maybe even par. And if somebody gets out early tomorrow and has a hot round, I kind of like Tommy Fleetwood having a hot round tomorrow.
Well, Tommy hit it stiff on 12, hit it stiff on another par 3, and he's playing well. Did not convert on those. Olberg, we're watching right now, has sort of trailed off. The young man from Texas Tech in Sweden had it to 6. Now he's down to 4. Colin Morikawa now with a putt, and he makes his putt on 16. So Colin Morikawa is a guy, Scotty, that he's a veteran. Mark and I talked about that. Winner of the PGA out at Harding Park and winner of the British Open. He is a mature golfer in these championship situations.
Well, listen, if you went out to Muni and said, what tournaments has Colin Morikawa ever won, I bet not half the people would tell you he's won a British Open or a PGA. I just don't think that's right. I mean, he's such a good player. People need to recognize that.
Scotty, how bad was the wind yesterday at Augusta? It just looked like a spring day out in Midland or in Lubbock. It looked like it was ferocious. How was it walking the golf course?
Well, I tell you what, I need some of the fried jalapenos there because I got a gallon of pollen in my lungs. I think everybody here does because it was as gusty a wind as I've ever felt here. Maybe back in the 80s there were a couple of times. The Larry Mize year, the winning score was only 4 under par. But it was brutal yesterday. I mean, poor Justin Thomas coming in. And he was even par on the tee at 15, and then he misses the cut by 1.
Yeah,
and our friend Sergio, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it felt so bad for him.
Mark, got a question for Scotty, your dining buddy earlier this week?
Well, not really, because I know where he ate dinner the last few nights. Just how many more celebrities did he have dinner near or with?
Well, near, I don't know. We're going back tonight for one more time.
All right.
And I tell you who I did, and I am going to name drop right now, but I got a text this morning, and Vern Lundquist said, will you have lunch with me and Nancy today? And so we went in the grill room, met him for lunch before he went up on the tower on 16, and Ben joined us. So
fun.
You talk about stories flying around. That was fun just being an observer.
Well, how many people came over and wanted to say hello to Vern and you and Ben and Nancy? A lot of people?
People came over to shake hands, but they're very respectful here. And, you know, everybody's on their best behavior. And it wasn't somebody just, you know, wanting to chatter incessantly. They just said, hello, we admire what you've done. And they said it both to Ben and Vern. And, oh, my gosh. Vern said, I think I'll make it through today okay. But tomorrow, that's going to be a test.
Well, he sounds very strong for a man in his 80s. He really, really does. Scotty, we were talking before the show about Tiger Woods, who shot an 82 today. Really struggled today. Physically, is he going to be able to make the final round, you think? Will he be playing tomorrow, Scotty?
Somehow, Ed, I think he'll do it. I think it's really hard for him. You can tell he's walking slow. And certainly in some pain, but I think he might go ahead and play the fourth round tomorrow. I really do. I mean, he's got such great pride, and he had two pretty good rounds to start the tournament off.
He really did. And Mark, he now is the leader with making cuts at Augusta with 24. You with 803 starts. It's pretty amazing to make 24 cuts, straight cuts, at this Augusta National Golf Course.
Well, it's amazing how many tournaments he's played there.
So what do you think, Mark, about the clubs that Bryson DeChambeau's playing, the ones that have been, I guess they were made with some machine, some AI machine, and the carbon steel, $10,000 clubs. I guess he's still playing single length.
I believe he is playing single length. Somebody mentioned it the other day that the irons have some AI-designed face pattern. I don't know. He's a different character. He's almost like a amateur astronaut trying to play professional golf. And I do emphasize amateur astronaut. Because he was really an astronaut, he'd be about 1,400 right now, winning by 7. So he's not. He hasn't figured it all out. He's great for the game because he's so interesting.
Scotty,
I don't get the putting stroke, fellas.
He looks so stiff with that long putter. It just looks stiff.
His entire being, what he's trying to do with golf, is to eliminate variables. And so when you talk about hinges, like your elbow hinge or your wrist hinge, he's trying to eliminate as many things that can be variables.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, he went back to the long ball strike, hitting. And that was done through data analysis and figured out the longer I hit it, actually a better chance I'll have to score. The previous Bryson of 5-6 years ago was actually quite short of what potentially had. And he went for straight, inaccurate. So it's really interesting to watch him transform. He's been successful both ways. It's more fun to watch the bomber DeChambeau go at it. But you're right about the putting. The putting still looks quite mechanical, and it is. And he would admit that. So he's tried to eliminate wrist hinges and, whatever. He's got one hinge. I don't know if he knows which one it is right now.
Yeah, Ed, we miss you over here. I know it's painful for you not to be here after 32 years.
I've had withdrawal several times this week thinking about all the great times. But you know what? As I tell my wife and family, I've had a great run. I may go back next year, but it is so fun to watch this tournament. And I know you've been now to 38 of these things, and they change, but it's still virtually the same golf tournament, isn't it, Scotty?
There is. A lot of things are constant here, and I think Ben was on the Golf Channel this morning, did a nice job of going around the course with the pin placements. But they asked him what he thought was special about it, and he said Bobby Jones. Hmm. I would, and of course Bobby Jones was the ultimate gentleman. So I would just say the consistency and the manners over here is, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I think so too. And just the courteous patrons, the patrons who have such a knowledge of golf. And Mark, I think, is it sort of like, Mark, you played in the British Open. They were smart patrons or fans over there.
I'm going to say golf knowledgeable, but I want to second that. I was out quite a bit Monday and Tuesday just roaming around and, experiencing it exactly like a regular patron. I mean, I never ate in the clubhouse. I ate with my pimento cheese and my egg salad and did all the normal things. I had multiple conversations with total strangers that were fantastic. And I'm going to just say the people are on unbelievably good behavior. There was zero, belligerent drunks running around or yelling, no running, no screaming. It was super organized and a very, very pleasant, atmosphere. That's why people want to go as well.
Yeah, there's none of the you're the man or mashed potato or anything like that. I've not heard anything, and I think it's just a different. And I'm not knocking other tournaments like the Waste Management or the Byron Nelson when people kind of go crazy and drink a lot. But it's just a refined golf fan because it's such a special place.
All right, you want to know one of their tricks.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay, so here's another
zero.
Thing, Mark, and no cell phones on the course.
He stole it from me.
No cell phones.
There you go.
They allow cameras. Cameras are allowed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and people go buy cameras. But there's not a lot of posing. There's tons of picture taking going on, but there's no cell phones. So people aren't walking with their head down, or they don't, talking to what looks like phantom. Everyone's engaged and enjoying the atmosphere and the well-priced concessions.
Oh, the well-priced concessions are really, really, really special.
A little quick trivia, Ed.
Okay.
They have a new machine here, an AI machine that makes the sandwiches, the egg salad and pimento cheese. They make 4,000 sandwiches an hour.
You got to be kidding me.
Sandwiches an hour.
AI makes those machines? Can you tell the difference from the handmade versus AI machines?
No. You know what? It's evenly layered, the pimento cheese and the egg salad, so you don't get somebody that slathers a little too much on. It's they're perfect.
Oh, man. Scotty Scheffler is just parred number 16. He remains the leader at -7. Scotty, can you stay on for another segment, or do you have some event you need to go to?
No, I'm glad to stay on. I love listening to you guys. I'll just sit back and listen, but I'll be on.
Okay, you be on. We got to take a break for the news in a minute. This is the 15th Club on KLBJ Radio, live from Dirty Martin's Place, right on the drag. Got a lot of people watching golf. today, next Saturday, spring football game. There'll be a lot of people at DKR, and they'll be at Dirty's afterwards for our radio show. When we come back, more from the Masters, where former Longhorn Scotty Scheffler is the sole leader right now. He's at -7, still on the golf course. This is the End Zone Club, along with the 15th Club on KLBJ.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance of CBS Sports, and I hope you're enjoying the 15th Club with my pals, Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers. They are the best, and they bring you Austin's only golf show. The 15th Club, it's all yours.
Thank you so much, Jimmy Nance of CBS Sports. As we watch the Masters unfold on the final few holes, I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers and former PGA champion Mark Brooks. Our show proudly brought to you by ABC Bank. Scotty and Mark, when we left for commercial break, Bryson DeChambeau is playing number 15, and he has made a mess of number 15 as he's got a putt. And is it going to putt for bogey, Mark? Is that where
I believe bogey? That's going to be about a four-footer for double.
For double bogey. Oh, my. Scotty Sayers joins us again. He's in Augusta, Georgia. But, yeah, Bryson DeChambeau was in very, very good position. Well, it wasn't a good position after his second shot. But makes a terrible mistake, So he's looking at double bogey. Our leader is Scotty Scheffler, the former Longhorn, playing his second shot at number 17 right now. Scotty has got the ball safely on the green. I tell you what, if Scotty Scheffler doesn't really make a mess of number 10 and 11, he would be in so much better deal. But number 10, He had a second shot from the middle of fairway, took a big bounce, and boom. And by the way, DeChambeau has a 7 on number
15.
15. On number 15, he has a 7. Now is down to 3 under as Ludvig Åberg plays number 18. Now, Scotty, this has been wild this afternoon, the ebb and flow of this thing.
Yeah, let me ask you guys. I mean, we're into the third round, deep into the third round. What's the biggest surprise or the biggest disappointment that you for this week on your predictions?
I'll go first. I had picked Rory to win because I thought he would get the intestinal fortitude to try to finally win the lone major he has not won. He did not do that. I think he's been a disappointment, and I think Brooks Koepka has been a big disappointment. Mark, I'll throw it to you. What about you?
I'll second the Brooks Koepka, although we talked about it last week. We've been kind of peeking at his scores over on that other tour, and he's not really lit the world on fire, Brooks, I'm speaking of. My surprise is Jordan Spieth, you know, having such a hard time. Yeah, I know he made a 9 on, I guess, 15. It's the second 9 he's recorded there in his brief career at Augusta, but he usually finds a way to get it done over there.
Yeah.
And, man, this was a massive disappointment. I mean, 6 over cut. I know the conditions were very, very difficult, but very surprising that Jordan had such trouble.
Scotty, what about you? What's disappointment for you?
Well, I think Spieth is certainly the biggest mystery to me. But John Rahm, I thought he was going to contend. I thought he had a good chance to repeat, and I'm surprised he's not in the mix.
He's really not in the mix. I was very surprised, too. And he's a guy that should be as the defending champion. But I was John Rahm today, he shot even par 72 today. He's at 5 over par. So certainly not in contention for anything now on this thing. But, yeah, that was a big surprise to me. But I will go back to, I think, the Jordan situation. It's surprising and just confounding and disappointing because he is much loved in this state of Texas, Mark Brooks, and it pains me to see him struggle as he struggled.
It has, and he's played a lot of good golf the last couple of years, so it is a little bit out of the blue. I'm going to tell you what, you know, you're watching today. I watched some the first 2 days, but particularly seeing what's happening here early on the back nine, and no surprise, world number one, Scotty Scheffler, you know, pulls the rabbit out of his hat on 13 with the long bomb eagle, which was well-timed. It's no surprise he's at the top, but, I mean, these guys are having a nightmare with this place. It's really bizarre. You know, Victor Hovland shot 81 yesterday. I'm going to bring that one up. That's a surprise. And Tiger, I'm certain, without I don't even look at the record. That's by far his worst round ever. And even though he's injured, he knows how to get a golf ball around a golf course. So it's a testament to how difficult the scoring is. And we'll see. It'll make for an exciting probably tomorrow afternoon, unless I'm hoping for Scheffler, Morikawa in the final group. Typically the winner comes from that final group. And I think that it'll be fun to watch those two go at it.
Scotty's second shot on 17 went over the green. He chipped it about 10 feet long.
I thought that was long. Yeah. Your good eyes, you crossed the room there. Safely aboard.
Well, he was safely aboard by any stretch of the imagination. And he's going to have a big comebacker to get his par.
The amazing thing about Scotty is no matter what kind of a bad run he gets on, like the mess he made of 10 and 11, he's so patient. He finds a way to get it back, whether it's by making a long putt or hitting a really good shot like he did on 13. But his patience and his manner is unbelievable. And just seeing him walk around the clubhouse and be around, on the putting green and such, it's, golly, he's calm for this being as big a tournament as it is. But he's that way every week, isn't he, Mark?
He is, and, he's still right there. I mean, he's the favorite, and he's going to remain the favorite even if he bogeys 17. Let's hope he makes his putt. I mean, I'm pulling for him, but bottom line, and we'll talk about this, the committee does have a little control over how this golf course will play tomorrow. That, they can control how much moisture they put on the greens, what speed they allow them to be cut and rolled. So they're watching closely and seeing if they like what's happening. If they feel like, the resistance to scoring is a little too strong right now, they can back off a little bit and allow a little more scoring to happen. Trust me on that.
And Scotty, they can move that tee box on number four, the par three. They can do a lot of things with that. And our friend John Griffith, I don't know if John is still on the greens committee, but, they have their traditional Sunday pin placements. Is that pretty the standard every year?
They won't change that.
They won't change the pin placement, but they can change the tee box on number four.
They'll do it mostly with texture, pace, how much moisture they allow to get into the greens and the pace of the greens. That'll be their main, let's just call it defense or ease off a little bit.
Yeah, they're not in danger of having the winning score be too low. So I agree. They're gonna move some of the tees up just a little bit, and let them have at it on a couple of the par fives maybe, and certainly number four. They're not gonna play it from 230. They may play it from 145. That has all kinds of tee areas on number four, like you say, Ed.
Scotty, by the way, just lipped out for par on number 17. A ferocious lip out. So he'll have about 3.5 feet. For bogey on number 17, that will get him tied again with Colin Morikawa at -6. Excuse me for interrupting you, Scotty.
No, gosh, that sort of brings back if 6-under's the lead, and may end up being 5, but that sure brings the even pars. Man, they got a chance if they get out there early and get some birdies.
Morikawa's playing 18 right now, and he's pulled his second shot, and
it's not a bad spot there, though.
No, not a bad spot to be in. So you think if it's going to be 6, Scotty Sayers, that the evens are still in there definitely, or the ones and evens, or is one over par still in it?
Well, I mean, you've got Cantlay at even par. I mean, he's certainly capable of going low. Fleetwood's 1-under. Cam Young's 1-under. Cam Smith's 1-under. I mean, those guys can go low.
Well, and that was my point about how the golf course is set up. The texture and speed of the greens is the biggest, to me, it's the biggest determining factor. If they like watching the struggle, which I think we all kind of do, to be honest with you, it's watching them struggle a little bit, it's a little healthy. They'll just let it go like it is. They'll just kind of keep things like they are, and let's just see who can come out on top. Otherwise, they can. I'm telling you, they can slow them down. Probably they can take quite a bit of sting out of these greens in 30 minutes. And if they choose to do that, the even pars have a shot. If they don't, that 64 or 5 is going to be really tough to shoot.
I'm looking at the weather forecast for Augusta tomorrow. Sunny conditions continuing the rest of the day. Still a little bit windy, but tomorrow it's going to be a low of 51 and a high of 84. And they don't have the wind insignia on my app here, so that would be good news if they don't have it. And I'm looking at the flag on 18, where it is a little breezy out there, Scotty Sayers.
Yeah, if you get an 8 or 10 mile an hour wind as opposed to 30, like it was yesterday, gusting up to 40 at times, but and Mark knows this, on fast greens, people sometimes don't realize how much the wind, when you're putting downwind, what an effect it has on you. I think that's why you're seeing guys knock it 4 feet by. Or if you're putting into the wind, you know, you think you've hit a good putt and it stops 2 or 3 inches short.
I agree, 100%.
Scotty, hold on with this. We're going to take a break, and after this break, we'll tell you what's going on at the 88th Masters in Augusta, Georgia. It is a horse race right now where Colin Morikawa and Scotty Scheffler share the lead at -6. Max Homa is at -5. Ludvig Åberg of Sweden and Texas Tech at -4. But, as I say, that Morikawa in a bit of a pickle on number 18. Back with more from Dirty Martin's Place. This is the 15th Club on KLBJ, brought to you by ABC Bank, Salt Lake Barbecue, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel, Maudie's Tex-Mex, the Munich Conservancy, Zilker Belts, Donald Ross Sportswear, and by Adele Golf. Back from Dirty's with the 15th Club.
There is magic in this place.
I had a 15th club in the bag this week, and that was Harvey.
As the great Greg Norman said that day, maybe it was written in the wind. Maybe.
Welcome back to the 15th Club on KLBJ Radio. Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers and Mark Brooks on this Saturday afternoon. Our show brought to you by ABC Bank. Colin Morikawa has just navigated a par on his 18th hole, so he finishes at -6. Scotty Scheffler playing number 18 right now behind him. He is also at -6. Max Homa is at -5. Ludvig Åberg finishes at -4. Xander Schauffele is at -2. Cam Davis at also -2. And Nikolai Højgaard is at -2 as well as they're finishing up the 18th. Okay, Scotty, we like to do this, you know, about this time. Who do you like tomorrow? What is your gut telling you about this? I know the third round is not over yet. The player's still on the golf course. But what are your thoughts going into this final round?
I'm still all in for Scotty. I don't think that he's had his best golf the last 2 days. It's been good. It's been solid. But I think there's better golf ahead of him in the last round. And I think maybe he wins by 2 or 3 strokes. And that may be a wild prediction, although he is world number one. And if you want me to pick a long shot, I'm going to say Tommy Fleetwood shoots about 67 and finishes top three.
Mark, your thoughts on that and on those comments by Scotty? I
love Scotty, but, I mean, picking the world number one's not really walking out on the plank there. Who's tied for the lead currently. If he plays his new normal game, he's probably a 2 or 3 shot favorite. I'd agree with you 100%. However, last year, if y'all recall, that wonderful ball striking wasn't there early. You know what won him the golf tournament was that magnificent short game. Chip in, yeah. Getting up and down. He got up and down 3 times and pitched the ball in the first 5 holes, which really made the difference.
Excuse me,
2 years ago. I'm crazy.
Yeah, but last year was wrong. You're right.
But it was a short game.
Right.
And I think it resurfaces.
I think it's going to be a terrific battle. And right now, if Scotty pars number 18, it'll be Morikawa and Scotty Scheffler playing together. These are major winners. These are guys that are competitive as hell. These are guys that played on the Ryder Cup together. They know each other well, but that's going to be a flat-out terrific matchup as we are watching Scotty. He's got 162 yards, second shot on number 18 over the ball. The shadow's there at Augusta National. Scotty with that familiar Nike hat on. Looks like he's taking dead aim on this second shot. Shot is in route. Let's see how it ends up.
You're going to early call this one?
I'm not going to call. Oh, my gosh, that almost goes in the hole. He's going to have about a 10-foot putt for the lead.
Maybe even less. He's got about a 6-7 footer to take the lead. Beautiful shot there. Probably a little 8-iron, chippy 8-iron he hit in there.
I know y'all are going to keep talking Masters next hour, but Mark and I saw some interesting dynamics this week. Greg Norman was in town, and we were at dinner one night. Saw Jimmy Dunn and Ed Herlihy and a power lineup of Augusta members. I just wonder what they were talking about, how this whole live thing is going to play out. There's 13 players that were here earlier in the week.
I think they were talking about which of each other's stock they were about to buy. It was a really heavy table is what I would call that one. That was a heavy, heavy lifted table.
Yeah,
it was. It's going to work out.
So Herlihy was there and the great Jimmy Dunn at the same table, a bunch of Masters members. And could you eavesdrop, fellas, what they were they talking anything about Liv?
No, they speak with a whisper. Actually, it was, you know what it was? It was Wall Street sign language. I figured it out. And they didn't play the dollar bill game, so he picked up the tab.
Was Lynn Swann with them that night?
Lynn Swann was with them.
Lynn Swann was.
He was at the end of the table. He was at one end, and Jimmy Dunn was at the other end.
Wow. Phenomenal.
And Jimmy did come up to Mark and I, and I'm not telling any secrets, but he just said, I tried as hard as I could to make something happen, and he said, I thought we had something done, but didn't work out.
Man. So, there's nothing like the final day at Augusta. We're watching Bryson DeChambeau, who's really struggled the last few holes. He's now down to -2. He had it to 6 early on today. He started at 6, had it to 6 on number 10, and has just really gone downhill. He's now at 2. So, but he's still in the neighborhood, though. Correct? He's still only 4 back, and things can happen.
Well, he's either going to be 4 or 5 back. Scotty's got a beyond makeable putt here at 18. I'm going to talk about the scoring. You were talking about somebody shooting low tomorrow. Everybody's got that. I thought Saturday was moving day. Okay, well, not many people moved. Chris Kirk shot an early 68. Chris Kirk, who's had a great resurgence the last couple of years and is a phenomenal putter himself. Good ball striker, but not, you know, he's not known for his length or anything. He got around there in 68 today. Colin Morikawa got that up and down on Ed. I won my buck. You on did. 18. You that did. Was for 69. They're the only two scores in the 60s today.
Wow.
And they have a pretty big field that actually made this cut. In fact, 60 players. So 2 for 60. And no one else is threatening, by the way.
Interesting.
Wow.
I just think it's going to be a great, great final day. And let me just ask you, too. Y'all been veterans of this thing. Mark, you played there. How much was it the course, and how much was it a little bit of the mouth got a little dry for some of these guys, especially Olberg and Højgaard and DeChambeau late in this round?
Certainly there's Masters pressure. I mean, you can't drive down when you arrive driving down Magnolia Lane. I mean, you know where you are. There's no question about that. So it's different. These are not the conditions they see on a weekly basis. The greens are faster. There's no rough. It's different. The ball gets away from them when they miss a green. It gets further away. They kind of have those tough options. You know, do we putt it? Like we watched Bryson and Max Homa both on 12 miss the green from 145, and they had neither one of them got it inside 15 feet. And, you know, one was a little chip, the other was a putt. So these are not their normal conditions, and these guys struggle with it. And it's kind of fun to watch. That's what I'm saying.
It is. Scotty Scheffler over about a 10-foot birdie putt downhill on number 18. This would be the lead if he makes it. The putt is struck. It is in. Scotty Scheffler will be the leader heading into the final day at Augusta after a brilliant birdie on number 18 today. Beautiful putt for Scotty, so he'll have a one-shot cushion over Colin Morikawa going into Sunday. And, boy, that's going to be a heavyweight battle of major champions. Boy, Californian guy, Morikawa, tough, tough, tough.
Max Homa could still change that group pairing a little bit. We'll have to see. He's going to have to make a birdie on 17 or 18, and that would be first in, last off. So right now, Colin's got the slot in the last group with Scotty.
What a nice comeback for Scottie Scheffler after the double bogey on number 10, the bogey on 11. He had the eagle on 13, the birdie on 15, and now the birdie on 17. And he bounces back about after that bogey on number 17.
And with all that, that was a 1-under 71.
Wow.
And that made the under par rounds for the day an even dozen. And that doesn't look like that's going to change. So only 12 out of 60 broke par today.
Hmm.
I would say they've got the resistance to scoring just right.
Just right.
They do, and the course is in, I think it's in as good a shape as it's ever been. I mean, Mark, you saw it, and the course agronomy's come a long way, but there is not a blade of grass out of place. And even after the rain on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, you could barely tell it had rained, maybe for an hour or two, but of course they delayed the start a bit, but boy, it was nice. It was nice.
Max Homa on 17 almost makes a birdie. He's going to make a par. Go ahead, Mark.
No, you're good. Talking about the conditioning, you know, I heard from a reliable insider source that they have done some fairly extensive over the years sand capping of this golf course, which is, you know, to give it a little more sandy layer in all the drive, a lot of the driving areas. So you didn't see it even on Thursday. Not many mud balls. Some guys weren't screaming about mud balls.
So. Scotty, we got to go for the news, but thanks a million. Have a great trip back to Austin.
I'll see you next week there at Dirties.
Okay, Scotty Sayers. We're going to be back after the news on KLBJ.